So welcome back to part two of the Heart series and today seven. Now, a question I often get asked about this particular technique is, does it actually make any difference to the other person? If we're just imagining it, wouldn't it be better to actually kind of do something practical? Now, the first thing to say about that is that the two aren't sort of mutually exclusive. It's possible to do both. If there are practical things you think that you can do to help another person, then of course that's, and they want your help, then that's a very good thing to do. It doesn't mean that you can't do this exercise at the same time. As to whether the visualization itself, whether that actually makes a difference to the other person, who knows? But I think one thing we know for sure is that when we're around other people, we get a definite sense of how they feel. Even without anything being said, we kind of get a sense of whether they're quite sort of light and cheery or whether they're feeling perhaps frustrated or sad. And as I say, we can pick these things up without even saying anything. So no matter how other people are feeling, we can't control that, of course. What we can do is ensure that our own mind is full of happiness, kindness, and ease and lightness, and that therefore other people benefit directly from that experience. So although we can't control other people's moods, emotions in a way that we perhaps might like to sometimes, what we can do is train our own mind so that those people will get to benefit from the way that we feel. So just something to bear in mind as you begin today's exercise. So feet flat on the floor as always. Aware of the space around you in the room. As you begin by taking some deep breaths. And with the next out breath, just closing the eyes. And as you close them, becoming a little bit more aware of physical sensations, of sounds. Just take a minute or two just to become a little bit more aware, a little bit more conscious of your surroundings and of the physical senses. And as you bring the attention back to the body now, just starting to notice the different physical sensations. Remember not identifying with them so strongly that you think about them as your own. A little bit more space than that. Perhaps it's just noting a feeling of tightness or agitation or stillness, spaciousness, whatever it is. Just scanning down through the body, becoming more aware of those sensations, and at the same time becoming more aware of the underlying mood that's with you right now. So having checked in with the body, with the mind, just clear before you begin the exercise exactly why you're doing what you're doing, clearing your motivation, clear that it benefits others. And now, knowing that there's nothing to do, no effort required, just becoming more aware of the feeling of the breath in the body, and just allowing the attention to settle on that rising and falling sensation. And when you feel ready now, as you continue to follow the breath and awareness of that movement still in the mind, at the same time, becoming aware of that pinprick of light in the middle of the chest, middle of the body, and just watching now, feeling, experiencing the sensation as that expands throughout the body, bringing with it a genuine sense of brightness, of warmth, of spaciousness, all those qualities of sunlight we've used for the other visualizations, infused with that sense of happiness. So just watching as that unfolds now. So having cultivated this sense of happiness within yourself now, with a willingness to share that, the desire to share that, imagining that first person, the one you respect and admire, and in just the same way, just watching now as that visualization unfolds. And when it looks like they're as happy as they could be, just letting go of that image and replacing it with that person that you care about, somebody close to you. And again, starting with that pinprick of light, just watching as all those qualities expand and increase their sense of happiness. And when it looks as though that person is very happy, smiling, perhaps laughing, muscles relaxed, body relaxed, you can just let go of the image. And just allow the mind a bit of time just to be completely free, not needing to focus on anything, not needing to do anything. And then bringing the attention back once again to the body, to those physical points of contact now, to the sounds, smells, whatever appears most obvious in the mind, but those physical senses. As you begin to open the eyes, taking a moment or two to refocus, aware of how you feel, aware of how that might be different from when you first sat down. Aware of your intention to bring about this sense of calm, of clarity, of happiness, awareness throughout the day. And when you've done that, then you can just sit back and have a stretch. So as you go through your day today, remember we're still looking for those opportunities, those moments, and as I was saying at the beginning of the exercise today, you know, who knows whether when we imagine these things, when we visualize these things, whether they're actually having an impact. Sometimes people say to me, you know, I find it very hard to do this exercise if the person's always kind of miserable. I kind of think, sort of, what's the point? Well, whilst I understand that kind of idea, you know, it's important that we recognize that what we're doing, we're training our own mind. You know, we can't be responsible for another person's happiness, and we can't control another person's emotion. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't still train our own mind, and that we shouldn't still sort of learn to empathize with that person and to wish them happiness. So we know as individuals that we don't like feeling unhappy. And that's the same for everybody. So as long as we remember that, then we will always find it quite easy, actually, to visualize, to imagine the other person being happier. We want it for them. They probably want it for themselves, even if they're not quite sure how to achieve that. So it's really important that you remember, no matter how other people respond to this exercise, of course, you're not talking to them about it, you're simply doing it in your own mind. But no matter how they respond, that you still continue with that same very sort of calm, patient, considered way. And I'll come back to that tomorrow, but for now, I'll leave it there and I'll see you here tomorrow for day 8.